releases a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Repeating, this is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities seven-county metropolitan area. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We will join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this tornado warning. This warning does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
This is a live broadcast from the Office of the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service is issuing a tornado warning for the northern half of Washington County. Repeating, a tornado warning for the northern half of Washington County until 4:45 p.m. this Sunday afternoon. The police report in Shoreview that there was damage in that area from a tornado touchdown. There was some injuries sustained. This was just a few moments ago at about 4:15. This, again, is for northern half of Washington County. That will be affecting the area right along the Mississippi River, including the Stillwater area, perhaps Lake Elmo.
In the next minutes, a listener calls from Bethel, north of the Twin Cities, to report that hailstones 5 inches across had fallen in her area. Then a listener calls from South Minneapolis to report damage. Meteorologist Anderson returns to the air to remind listeners the storm is not over and that it continues its northeasterly path through the Twin Cities. And WCCO Radio news reporter Bruce Hagovic, now in the News Bureau on a regular day off, is reaching out to determine the extent of injury and damage in Roseville.
Okay, we have a caller now that's calling, you say, from South Minneapolis?
Yes, Bill.
Yes.
We had one of our neighbors in the neighborhood who was driving in the vicinity of the touchdown near Lake Harriet. Apparently it was located near the King's Highway, the DuPont Avenue area, and apparently the park and recreation buildings there suffered some damage. So that's about the only report of the Lake Harriet area.
What time did that occur?
Well, that was shortly after 4 p.m.
Well, that was one of the tornadoes that was reported down in the dropping out of these thunderstorm clouds across the Twin Cities. And the latest now is a tornado that had been reported on the ground near Falcon Heights and in Roseville, and we have reports of damage and fires and injuries from that particular tornado. Is that area the area that's roped off now that you're talking about?
I don't know that exactly. As I said, it is a neighbor of ours who just returned from that area. I don't know any other details than that. In our block here alone, we experienced a short gust of very violent winds, and then that was it. It seemed to dissipate after that. And went in a north-northeasterly direction.
All right. Well, the initial tornado warning for Ramsey, Hennepin, and Washington County should be expiring in about 3 minutes, but an additional warning has been issued for the northern half of Washington County, and that is in effect until 4:45. Let's go to our WCCO Radio Weather Center again. Bill?
Yes, sir.
Have you any other updates or any other reports that we have not aired so far?
About the same that you have. We've not received any more notices of tornadoes on the ground since the one came in from the Shoreview area and caused the National Weather Service to extend the tornado warning. That is, tornadoes are on the ground, moving into and through the northern half of Washington County. Some damage in the Shoreview area a little bit ago. That affects the people in the Stillwater, Lake Elmo regions and along the St. Croix River. And we should stress that this is probably not the end of it. Radar continues to show some developing cells just southwest of the immediate Twin Cities metropolitan area, about 50 miles southwest of the center of the Twin Cities area, moving toward the northeast. And we're going to be keeping a very, very close watch on these, of course, here on the radar at the CCO Weather Center. Once more, I would encourage people to remain indoors. Your house is your best place to be in a situation like this. Get down in the lowest level if you feel see any evidence of severe weather. And right now, the northeastern metro is the most likely spot to get hit by these tornadoes. And they will drop down just sort of hither and yon. It's sometimes very, very difficult to predict where one will drop out of the sky. They don't always drop down and move 40 miles on the ground. They often drop down, skip around. They'll go back up into the sky. But that energy doesn't disappear. It drops down someplace else. Now, when you are heading for these low levels, stay away from windows. Most injuries occur when glass breaks and starts flying around. So that's something else to be aware of.
It sounded to me earlier, Bill, as if it would be a good idea to dig out one of those crash helmets that motorcyclists wear.
I have done that. In a severe thunderstorm, I have put on a motorcycle helmet, and that will protect your head, and it's an excellent idea. Boys often have football helmets at home. That's also an excellent thing to put on, or a hard hat that you might have from the job. Something that will indeed protect your head, and it's not going to get blown away if the wind starts blowing around. The home is small compared to some of the tornadoes. We don't have any reports on the size of these yet, but the damage from even a very small, innocent-looking tornado can be fairly extensive when it's your house that does get struck. So we'll be keeping you up to date on this. I'm sure you'll be coming back down here within just moments for an update. Right now, we'll let you get back to your updates from the newsroom.
All right. But, Bill, one thing that to keep in mind is that tornadoes can, they have a sidewinder movement, do they not? They move kind of in a snakeish effect quite often.
Right. They will sort of wiggle around. It's like holding a rope up in the air and then snapping it back and forth. It makes the bottom snap back and forth. So they generally are moving toward the northeast, but they'll wiggle back and forth as they do that. They'll also sometimes have multiple vortexes, that is, multiple suction spots that can cause damage. And again, remember, tornadoes tend to occur most likely in the right rear corner of the storm. That is often after the rain has hit you, and indeed after the rain stops is the most likely time for a tornado touchdown.
Okay, this is Bruce Hogovic, and from our news bureau, we have Sergeant Kennicott of the Ramsey County Sheriff's Office in our line. Sergeant, what kind of damage or injuries do you report now in the Shoreview area?
Well, not so much in Shoreview. It's just south of Shoreview in the Roseville area, the area of Snelling and County Road B. The damage is extensive. Many, many injuries, as we understand it.
Can you tell us any more about that damage? How many blocks are involved, for example?
Well, I don't know yet. We're in the process right now of getting all available aid down there into that area that we can.
How many people would you estimate have been taken to hospitals?
I have no idea, sir.
What was that location again, sir?
Snelling and County Road B.
There are
Carmar Mall area.
That is correct. There are the shopping complex there.
Right.
And the theater. And quite a complex of buildings.
Yes, we have reports of people trapped in buildings and things like that, though. So it
keeping
is
one eye on the continuing storm, more members of the WCCO Radio News staff swing into action to assess injury and damage. Morning editor Stephanie Borden, who lives in South Minneapolis, is on the phone with an eyewitness from the storm area. During the call, another interruption from the National Weather Service.
That does sound extremely serious, and we will continue to bring you the full coverage of what is apparently a very severe situation weather-wise across the Twin Cities.
We have Stephanie Borden from our news bureau on our line. She's in South Minneapolis. Stephanie, where exactly are you?
Hi, I'm at the corner of 36 and Nicollet, and the early activity really went through here. There are a lot of people driving around who shouldn't be. There are trees across the road, trees down all over. A lot of people just standing around the sidewalks looking at disbelief at what went through here. I have with me Jim O'Neill. He works here at the Standard Station on the corner of 36th and Nicollet. And this barely looks like a gas station anymore. I'm going to put him on the phone and he'll tell you what he saw come through here.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, Jim. Tell us about what happened at 36th and Nicollet.
Okay, well, I just got done waiting on a car. And I was on my way back into the station, and I saw a bunch of debris over on the west-hand side. And it was coming from the south.
And Ramsey County,
and it was
5 o'clock p.m. Radar indicated a possible tornado in northwest Hennepin County, moving east to southeast. So southeast Hennepin and Ramsey counties will continue to be under a tornado warning until 5 o'clock p.m. this evening.
Okay, let's get back to Jim O'Neill now, who's at a gas station at 36th and Nicollet in South Minneapolis. Can you hear us, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, you were telling us a story of what happened this afternoon. You say a sudden gust of wind came up. About what time was this?
It was around 3:52, 3:54, somewhere in there.
Okay, and how much damage resulted from this?
Quite a bit of it. There's down lamps, a couple of trucks turned over across the street from where I'm standing. There's a bunch of signs down. And on the west side of Nicollet on the street, there's a roof that, where the tornado, the funnel came across through there and picked up the roof the same time I was coming into the station after waiting on the last customer.
4:38. A listener calls to say her son called her from the Harmar Mall Theater in Roseville to report that everyone there is okay. Reporter Hagovic reaches out for a spokesman from the Northern States Power Company who warns listeners about downed power lines. Bill Enderson returns to the air to outline the current path of the tornado-producing thunderstorms as they move into Wisconsin. Tornado warnings are repeated. Survival instructions are repeated. But then relief. The National Weather Service issues an all-clear for the Twin Cities area. Now it's time to reach out and assess the devastation. This reporter makes a continuing survey of Twin Cities area hospitals to determine the number of injured and extent of injuries. A listener calls to say the tornado made a direct hit on the North Central office of State Farm Insurance near the Harmar Mall in Roseville.
It hit the State Farm building, which is off between Pasco and State Farm Road, which is about two blocks east of Snelling.
Yes.
And the street that the State Farm, which is their central office, regional office, North Central, is on Congress. And it hit the west end of the building, turn off the roof, and then gas mains are busted. And I didn't go out to check out just what all is happening, but there's sirens going from the time that it hit. And whether there are injuries, I don't know, but I'm told that there are injuries, and I expect it's probably just as a skeleton crew that probably worked their worst there in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it actually struck, and many trees in that same immediate area are down and blown away.
A spokesperson from Edina Police pleads with listeners to stay away from the damaged areas.
Yes, we have Cecilia Smith of the Edina Police Department on our line. Are you still there, Cecilia?
Yes, I am.
Cecilia, tell us what you have to report.
Well, we have reports of damage in the area of 50th and France, specifically 49th to 54th Streets and Wooddale Avenue to France Avenue, and we are requesting that people stay out of that area while our police secure that area. We have reports of downed trees, lines, and windows out. We do have some reports of roofs off in the area. Also, another area in Edina to stay clear of, please, is the Gleason Road and Crosstown area. We have reports of damages to homes and trees down in that area.
A Minneapolis listener told of hearing the tornado.
And I was upstairs approximately 3:45, closing the windows after it started to blow and the rain came. And I heard the thing, and I said, I know that's a tornado, and I proceeded to run downstairs. Came up a couple minutes later, and it was all clear, and I walked down the block, and it seems to have touched down on 46th and Washburn. A number of trees are down, probably a half a dozen cars underneath the trees. No one seems to have been hurt. It's miraculous because none of the houses were touched, and none of the huge trees that went down on any of the houses. But it definitely touched down here, and I heard it in this area here.
A listener from Eden Prairie, a southwestern Minnesota suburb, also tells of hearing the storm. Within 30 minutes of the tornado strikes, the WCCO Radio News Bureau has a first list of injured. And another WCCO Radio News staffer, who also lives in South Minneapolis, checks in to describe her fate. She is Jan Falstead.
We thank you very much for your information, and so no power for the time being in Eden Prairie. Thank
That's
you
right.
again.
Okay, thank
Let's
you.
Let's go to our WCCO Radio News Center again and to Bruce Hagovic. Bruce?
Thank you, Bill. We have more reports now on the number of people injured from our storm this afternoon. A spokeswoman at St. Paul Ramsey Hospital now tells us that they have received 10 to 11 people in the emergency room, but there appear to be no serious injuries. And two people are being treated for minor injuries at Southdale Medical Center in Edina. The emergency room reports, however, that emergency crews are still out and they're having trouble getting to some people needing emergency treatment because of fallen trees. So that brings a total to about 13 or 14 people injured so far, and we have another report just in, 6 people being treated for minor injuries at Midway Hospital in St. Paul. So we have about 10 or 11 at St. Paul Ramsey. We have 6 more people at Midway Hospital in St. Paul. Officials at Midway say most of their people are being treated for cuts from flying glass, and there are no serious injuries. So 10 or 11 at St. Paul Ramsey, 6 people being treated at Midway Hospital in St. Paul, 1 person being treated at Bethesda Lutheran Medical Center in St. Paul, and 2 people being treated at Southdale Medical Center in Edina. And as far as we know, all of these injuries are minor in nature. We have Jan Falstead from our news bureau on our line. She's in South Minneapolis. And Jan, what happened in your neighborhood today?
That's right, Bruce. I just returned from out of town at a relative's, and I live on 3209 Park Avenue in South Minneapolis, and I came home to find my car crunched by a tree, and that's an elm tree sitting on top of my car, and there's also two fir trees. One came down right in my front yard here. There's one across the street. We drove up 35W North towards Minneapolis on the way home, and there was extensive tree damage, many, many trees down, roads blocked off. Park Avenue at 34th is completely blocked off. You cannot drive up Park Avenue because the street is crossed by several trees, and the first one that I saw starting at 34th. I have not been able to get over to Lake Street yet to check out the damage there, but I understand there is a Red Cross Center.
Another member of the news staff, Eric Escala, made his way to the hardest hit area, Roseville, and within minutes, he was on the air with an eyewitness.
Bruce, you wanted something?
Yes, we now have touch base with Eric Escala, one of our news reporters, and he's in St. Paul. Exactly where are you, Eric?
Bruce, we're at the Roseville Target Shopping Center, 1515 North Snelling, which apparently was the hardest hit of the area in Roseville. And we are standing what is inside of almost, it looks like a bombed out Applebaum's grocery store. The front half dozen or so window panels.
Roseville Target area. Applebaum.
Plate glass windows have been blown in, and we're standing with Tim Rank, who was working in the store at the time of the tornado strike. Tim, tell us about it. Must have been very frightening.
Well, it was.
Just tell me what happened.
I was standing in the back by the produce department, and I was telling people to go into the back room, and all of a sudden I just kept pushing people in the back, and I didn't know what was going on at first, and all of a sudden I see the windows come in, and then I took cover.
What kinds of things were flying around in here? What was the scene like? Was there panic? What was it like?
Well, there was panic, but I mean, most of the customers were pretty good about it. Nobody was running, nobody was pushing. It just went real smooth for a crisis like this. But there was grocery items flying, there was bread flying, there was carts, glass, everything. Just everything was all over the place.
90 minutes ago, this was a typical day at the shopping center. Look at it now; it's like a bomb went off, isn't it?
Yep, it's a mess down here. We got glass all over the place. They're not letting people into this area; they're only letting people out. It's just a good area to stay out of.
Well, are you surprised that no one was hurt very seriously?
Yes, I was really, but I.
The injury list grew in those hours following the storm, and time afforded a greater assessment of the damage. The WCCO radio news staff offered a summary program early that Sunday evening. This is Curtis Beckman.